This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. A bill to help prevent overdoses in schools is on its way to the governor for his signature. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin has more.
Naloxone is a medication that can reverse an opioid overdose. Right now, anyone who administers it on school grounds or on school buses must be tested and trained. The legislation would allow anyone to administer naloxone or other opioid antagonists at schools. Bill sponsors say that allows more people to help someone in an emergency. One study shows Colorado ranks second in the nation for fatal youth overdoses. Colorado teens played a major role in making naloxone available in schools. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert says federal funds should be used to improve roads, not to build a Front Range passenger rail service.
I do not see any benefit to the Front Range passenger rail being funded. And so if this is something that Governor Polis wants to do, then have at it, you know, like talk to the state legislature there, but the federal government has no business in that.
Boebert's fellow Republican Jeff Hurd agreed, calling it a vanity project. A spokesperson for Governor Polis says no federal funds are planned for construction of the rail project. The state has been working with local governments on the proposed rail line that would run between Pueblo and Fort Collins. At Denver's airport yesterday, a much anticipated arrival.
Out here on the taxiway at Denver International Airport, we just watched the biggest passenger jet in the world land with the Rocky Mountains behind him.
CPR's Hart Van Denberg was there as the Lufthansa Airbus A380 touched down after a nonstop flight from Munich, Germany. The jet can hold as many as 840 people on two decks. It requires two gates to board flyers efficiently. Its wingspan is about 260 feet. Wednesday's flight marks the beginning of regular service between Munich and Denver. It's 6 minutes after 8, and this is CPR News.